Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Just wanted to just kind of tinker around a little bit, see if I can kind of get some technological issues kind of solved and kind of settled. That way, when doing any future broadcasts, we won't have any technological issues or feeds, you know, the feed going in and out and stuff like that. And just wanted to be sure if I can kind of tinker around with it a little bit, that we can be able to be sure to avoid any problems in the future with any future broadcasts. Well, it's good to be here with you guys today. It's going to be just more of a kind of laid-back kind of video. Not going to be... I like to kind of think of it as kind of a... segment. It's going to be a new segment that I want to try out. If you got any questions or anything like that, feel free to ask. This segment, I really don't have a name for it. I want to have a preaching segment, but I want to have a segment that, you know, is more laid back. Something we could talk about the Bible, have a little bit of fun, and be able to discuss Bible prophecy a little bit. You know, discuss what the Word is, and it's just some things that, you know, be kind of cool to just be really laid back and stuff. So, there's been something on my heart that I wanted to share with you guys. And if you got your Bibles with you, if you can turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. This is what it says. It says, "Son of man, I made thee a watchman of the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning for me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wicked way, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." So what we get from this passage in Ezekiel is that God calls all born-again believers to being watchmen on the wall. And if we see trouble coming, we need to do what we can to warn and blow the trumpet. And so one of the things I just wanted to just kind of get into a little bit tonight is this thing with... a lot of you may not know what's going on right now in Arizona and in other parts of this nation. And what's going on is that there is a lot of drug cartels, as well as all these illegals coming in and, you know, molesting children and killing them and doing unspeakable acts towards the innocent. And it's not just towards these children, but also to their mothers as well. And the thing is, stuff like this is not just wrong, but it's very wicked. And so we see that there's a lot of this unholy, wicked acts towards these innocent children, and their innocency is being taken away and stripped from them by perverts. Okay? And this is a very serious issue. It is. Because a lot of what's going on, you will not hear in the news. Okay? The news won't touch on it because they have their own globalist agenda. Okay? They're not going to touch on this. Secondly, the people that actually run the news outlets are elitists themselves. They are some of the top elitists in our nation. And all this is being covered up. And it's wrong. And it's wrong. And it makes me angry that no one wants to touch on this. Nobody. What we read in this passage is that we're supposed to warn when we see trouble coming. But if we fail to speak out and do something about it, we are not any better than those who actually commit the sin. In other words, if you don't say anything and don't do anything, you're just as guilty as those who commit the sin themselves. Why? Because by not doing anything, you're taking a stand for what they're doing and not what is right. Amen? And so, here's the thing. Children are very precious in the eyes of the Lord. And there is no reason. There should absolutely be no reason why we have perverts violating children and taking their innocency in this nation. And the reason why, and the reason for it is because a lot of the American churches are not doing their job. They're lazy. They don't want to speak on heaven. They don't want to speak on hell. They don't want to speak on sin. They don't want to speak on repentance. They don't want to speak on remission of sin. And I'm going to tell you something. Churches who don't do these things are in violation of the commission that Jesus Christ commanded us to go out and do. We're supposed to go out. We're supposed to preach on remission of sins. We're supposed to preach on hell. We're supposed to preach on heaven. We're supposed to preach on love, the grace of God. But here's the thing. We're supposed to preach the whole counsel of God and not just part of it. It's wrong for churches to say, "Oh, well, you know, we don't want to hear about prophecy. We're just going to cut that up." Let me tell you something. You cannot be a student of the Bible and yet chop off prophecy, because the whole Bible is prophetic. Okay? So, anyways, like I was saying, is that there are these kids that are being violated, and there's things that are being done to them that are unspeakable. It's not right. But I'm going to tell you something. There is a group. Okay, there is a group right now in Tucson. Okay, they are the what is it? It's Veterans on Patrol. Okay, Veterans on Patrol. Veterans on Patrol have been working diligently and being used by God to expose all these satanic, evil, wicked stuff that's going on and that was going on in the deserts of Arizona. And Veterans on Patrol, if you ever get a chance to come across this video, I just want to let you know, I stand with you. I stand with you in prayer. And I agree 100% on what you're doing by going around and exposing the satanic things that have been going on in the desert. And people need to start shaping up and doing their jobs. The people that are lazy, the law enforcement's, need to step it up and start doing their jobs. Because I'm going to tell you something. The law enforcement's down in Arizona are not really helping very much. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are just covering it up. With the mayor of Tucson and all these other politicians. You see, the reason why this nation is so corrupt and so defiled with filth is because most of the American churches, not all, but most of the American churches are not doing their job. They're lazy. They worry about filthy lucre. And a lot of the pastors, forgive me for saying this, and I'm not trying to be mean, but a lot of the so-called pastors are a bunch of sissies. And the reason for it is because they have such a fear of man, they care more what man thinks than what God thinks. And I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to children, when it comes to the violation of children and their mothers, God's not going to take that lightly. And I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to orphans, the fatherless, and widows, God will stand up for those. Because you know why? Because they are defenseless. It is not right for anybody, no one, to be taking innocency away from a child. It's wrong. And then butchering them. That's not right. That's wicked. That's evil. I'm going to tell you something. This group, Veterans Are on Patrol, they're working 24/7 to exposing the stuff that is and probably still is going on. They're finding bones of youngins in the desert. And the thing is, they don't want money. Okay, don't even try offering them money, because they'll refuse it. Okay, they will not take money, but they will take supplies. And I'm going to tell you something. God has been giving this particular group favor, because this group has been doing an outstanding job of shining the light in these dark places and exposing all these filthy, satanic, I guess you can call them rituals. But these people are working diligently to exposing what's really hidden in the dark. And if there's anyone in Arizona that lives in Arizona that is watching this, I want to encourage you to stand up for what is right. And when I mean by what is right, I mean by what this freedom is, what this nation is founded on, the Constitution. People need to stand up against wickedness and evil. Because I'm going to tell you something. There is no excuse. If you know there's something going on and you don't report on it, there is no excuse. You know better. And I'm going to tell you something. What's going on in this nation is despicable. And the churches need to start doing their job. Pastors need to start getting more tough and start preaching what God told them to preach and not worry about what man thinks. And here's the thing, I'm not perfect. Okay, I'm just as susceptible as being lazy as anybody else. I'm not perfect. Even I have to discipline myself to not being lazy. There's no excuse for the church's laziness. Christians need to, and Bible believers need to be more loving. They need to reach out to others and to show the love of Christ and not be afraid to tell them the truth when needed. Amen? And so, the thing is, we need to focus and we need to pray for these people. We need to pray for this Veterans on Patrol, VOP, we need to pray for them. We need to pray that God will strengthen them and continue using them to shining a light in that dark place. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for these kids, especially these kids. We need to be praying for these kids, praying that God will protect these young ones, that that no one would ever try to harm or afflict these little children. Because children and widows and orphans are very near and dear to God's heart. And our God is a loving God. He doesn't want anyone trying to harm these little ones. Sometimes people might say, well, if God is such a loving God, why does he allow all this? Well, let me tell you something. We have to understand that man has a sin nature. I don't care who you are. If you were born in this world, you're a human and you have a flesh, you have a sin nature. God gave us a free will. God did not create us to be robots. He created us with a free will. God loves, and the thing is, even these abusers, God loves them. But those abusers are under God's wrath because they choose to reject Jesus Christ. God loves each and every single soul, even the worst dictator you can ever wrap your head around. God loves them. God loved them. He died for them. Jesus Christ died for not just the believer's sins, not just for our sins, but the sins of the whole world. And Jesus Christ, he was beaten to a pulp. His beard was plucked. He had a thorn and crown shoved on his head. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord loves each and every one of you. He really, really does. More than you know. I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom. And my prayer is that if there are those who are watching that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not difficult. Repentance unto salvation. Repent of your sin. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and life. Put your faith and trust in him. Whosoever confesseth with their mouth and believeth in their heart shall be saved. And so, God loves you, and he cares for you, and he's got a plan for your life. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not... I don't like telling bad news. But to what I read in Scripture, I have to preach things that people may not want to hear. And if that means if I have to preach on remission of sin, and if I have to preach on that if people die in their sin and they don't repent and they don't accept the Lord and they go to hell because they rejected the Lord, if I have to preach stuff like that, then so be it. I'm going to be hated. But the thing is, I do want to encourage it. I want to encourage every single person out there. It's not God's will for any to perish, but for all to come to know him, but all to come home and eternal life. The Bible says that hell was only created for the devil and his angels. That's what hell was created for. That was the intended purpose. But because of our sin nature, there's a lot of people who are in a lot of rebellion. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for these, not just for those who are going out and exposing the darkness, and exposing all this filthy nonsense that's happening in our nation. And by the way, veterans on patrol are not just shining a light. They've also rescued many people. They've also rescued, and I don't know a whole lot of that, but they've rescued a lot of mothers and their kids. So praise God for that. And God is at work, and He's using groups like this to expose the darkness. And veterans on patrol, I admire what they're doing, and I stand with them in prayer because they need our prayers. And so with that said, the Lord Jesus Christ does love you very much. He'll never, and when you become born again, it is the best thing that can ever happen to a person. Because when you become born again, you become God's child. And like all parents, parents have to correct their children from time after time. And that's okay. It is better to be correct and chastised and rebuked of the Lord, because that shows that the Lord loves you. But the thing is, the bad news is there is a hell, and a lot of people are heading there. The good news is God doesn't want anybody going to hell. But He wants you to repent of your sin and believe on His Son. It is by grace through faith that we're saved. You can't buy or earn your salvation. Salvation is a free gift that God gives to all who want to receive it. See, God is a loving God. But we, with the flesh, we have a sin nature, and our heart is wicked. Jesus says it's not what enters into you that defiles you, but it's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. Because what comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. And so I want to encourage you guys. I want to encourage all those who are here today. I love you all. And if you're not saved, I desire for you all to be saved. The good Lord loves you. And I'm going to tell you something. When you do become saved and become God's child, He puts a spirit within you, and you become a new man. And when God puts a spirit in you, He has sealed you unto the day of salvation. In other words, that God seals you to that day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, I do want to encourage you that even though there's a lot of stuff that's happening in our nation, let's not be afraid to stand up for truth. And I believe, if I remember correctly, Pontius Pilate said, "Well, what is truth?" Here's truth. Jesus Christ is truth. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." You see, the Lord is the only way to heaven. And to get there is if you call upon the name of whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're here listening, if you are a whosoever, I'm a whosoever. All those who are listening are a whosoever. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's simple. It's not complicated. But it's just a matter of, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to reject? Or are you willing to take and are you willing to take and call upon the name of the Lord? And calling upon the name of the Lord is just part of it. The other part of it is putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And, you know, Enoch, before he was translated, said that he, you know, he he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so, Jesus Christ paid that ultimate, he paid that ultimate price. A price that we actually deserve to pay. Jesus Christ didn't deserve to die. But Jesus Christ chose to die and rise again. And why? So that we might have salvation. So that we might be saved. So that we might go to heaven and be with him for all eternity. And I'll tell you, is that when a person becomes born again, there is no greater feeling. There's no greater gift on the face of this earth than salvation itself. And I'll tell you what, when we choose to serve God and do what he says, it's going to be tough. It is going to be extremely tough. We must, through much tribulation, enter in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said there will be people that will mock you. Jesus also said too that you will be hated by the whole world for my sake. People, and especially nowadays, people are going to hate you and despise you because you choose to serve this Bible, the King James Bible. And a lot of people think that they can use multiple translations. But here's the thing. Like I said before, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. That means there is only one truth. There's one faith, one truth, one Jesus Christ. That's it. The King James Bible is without error and without contradiction. The King James Bible is the only pure word that God preserved. And if he preserved his word, how much will he preserve you to the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Anyways, just food for thought. I could drag on and on and on, and I could say a whole bunch of stuff, but I really just wanted to just take some time and just talk a little bit about what's going on in this nation. And again, we need to be watchmen on the wall. If we do not say anything or blow the horn, we are just as worse as those who commit the sin. God does not take that lightly. God wants us to be watchmen on the wall. He wants us to blow the horn when we see trouble. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of trouble in this world, and there's a lot of darkness in this world. There is. But Jesus Christ is our hope. And we know that when tough times are coming, we can look for that blessed hope. And I want to close with this scripture. If you've got your Bibles with you, I want us to turn to Titus. Titus chapter 3. I gotta find it here. Let's see. Titus chapter 3. And we are going to can't find it. But the verse I'm looking for is about looking for our blessed hope. Actually, hang on. Oh, I found it. It's actually in Titus chapter 2. I should have looked at this prior, but I didn't. That's my fault. I apologize. I want to close on this note. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. It says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In verse 14, it says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. In verse 15, it says, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. You see, this is a very, very dark world, and we need to be a light. And even though there's a lot of negativity coming around, we can look up for our blessed hope, for our redemption draweth nigh. But that should not give us a license to just be lazy. We need to occupy till he comes. And what does this mean? To occupy till he comes is going about kingdom business, preaching the gospel, witnessing to people, whatever it might be, whatever task the Lord has for you, it is for kingdom business. And like the Lord, at a very young age, know ye not that I must be about my Father's business. And that's the same attitude we should all have, is going about our Father's business. And who is our Father? God the Father. Going about his business and what he wants us to do. Sometimes we have to swallow our pride and take ourselves out of the picture. As John the Baptist said, we must decrease so that Jesus Christ will increase. We must be weak that he may be strong, that his strength will be perfected within us when we are weak. And so anyways, with that said, I really do appreciate all those who kind of bared with me on this. I appreciate all those who are watching. And I appreciate all those who have eventually came on and listened. I hope you got something out of this. I didn't want to make this a very lengthy thing, but just something that I just was on my heart. It's something that I wanted to get out because it is something that needs to be said and needs to be shared, because the news is not sharing a whole lot of what's going on in this nation. And sadly enough, I think it's to a point where we have to start telling people what's going on, because it's what Trump says as fake news. All these news outlets, we can't trust them. We can't trust any man. In the Bible it says, let God be true and every man a liar. All I ask is that don't take my word for it. You take what I said and you match it with what the word, and you compare it to with what the word says, because the word of God is the final authority. Don't ever take my word for things. I plead with you, please do not take my word for things, because I'm just a man. I make mistakes. I have my shortcomings just like anybody else. So I do ask, please be Bereans. Do your homework. And please don't take my word for it. With that said, I thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to what I had to say. But really, anything good that I have said, it's not me that's saying it. It's God that said it. That means, God has, it's something that God has put on my heart to share. Anyways, with that said, I'm going to leave it at that. God bless you. I love you all. I hope you all have a great evening. Have a fantastic Friday. We'll see you again soon. Till next time, think Bible. God bless you all. Love you.